It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Mariners going for the sweep of the White Sox. Nelson Cruz ready for this one. Pick it up, 3-0 Chicago in front in the third. A man on for Avisail Garcia, already with one homer in the game, facing Andrew Moore.
Here's a 3-1. Swinging a long one to left. It's hit high. Is it far enough? Track, wall, it's gone. Second home run of the game for Avi. It's 5-0 White Sox. Holland deals the 0-2 to Robinson Cano. Bouncing ball, backhanded behind his back. And the ball is stuck in his glove. He threw the glove and everything to first base. How about that?
Well, it was fairly easy. Cano wasn't running, so... Wow. So Holland
could have gone over there and tagged him.
Holland could easily run halfway and then toss the glove to first base.
And the 1-0 to Kyle is swinging a long one to right. Garcia will get to the wall and watch this one fly out of there. Right out of here. Seager's hit his second home run of the series. Mariners on the board 5-1 for Kyle Seager. Home run number 12. Two balls, one strike, one out. And the 2-1. Swinging a long one to left. We have a new ball game. It's 5-5.
Hanging curveball.
Cruz waiting. He'll be swinging if it's in the zone. Swinging a long one to left. Down the line to the bullpen. That's gone. 7-6 Seattle.
The Mariners win their fourth in a row as they sweep the White Sox, taking it 4-3 in 10 innings. It's Seattle's first road sweep of at least three games this season. The Mariners' bullpen goes 7 innings, allowing one run, capped by Edwin Diaz notching his 16th save. The White Sox swept away by the Mariners. Manager Rick Renteria spoke after.
I think we work in unison. We work together. I think if we go down together. If we win, we win together. It was nice to be able to spot him and give him some room to work. Obviously, we weren't able to get through that. You know, we had some opportunities to tack on some more runs. We weren't able to do that also, you know. But all that being said, I think all in all, I thought he gave us a chance to win a ball game. And I thought our guys, you know, did the best they could to keep trying to grind it out. And obviously, we ended up tying it and just falling a little short.
Spoken a lot about how you guys need to play clean baseball.
Yes.
Is that kind of what, you know, was doing in the fifth and sixth?
I think there were a couple of things. I mean, you know, I was just talking to the guys about that right now. You know, we have a backhanded feed that got away. We had a bobble in center, a little overthrow to third. I don't think that it led to anything, but still, those are, you know, they add on, you know, more work for the pitcher in some instances, and so you want to keep it as clean as possible, period. You play a major league ball game, you want to play every team as cleanly as possible because you know that at any moment somebody could take advantage of those particular situations beyond the fact that you end up having your pitcher work a little bit more than you would like.
Avi had a couple homers today. He's been pretty good since the break. I know he played in the game, obviously, but in the All-Star game, obviously, but is it more a matter of him finally being healthy from the knee and the hand?
Well, I mean, it's a long season. He's been grinding throughout the whole year. He's a guy that is giving you every single effort on everything he does, whether it's backing up bases, running out ground balls, fly balls. So you end up fatiguing a little bit. I think that the All-Star break might have been a little, you know, gave him a little charge, make him feel a little better. I mean, we're glad his knee's feeling good and that his hand's feeling good and that he's continued to put together, obviously, some very good at-bats. Staying and tracking on baseballs when they leave him where they shouldn't, he ends up, you know, putting a pretty good swing on him. He's a pretty strong man.
And he said that he called Miami a life-changing experience. Have you seen anything different in him since he came back? Or?
You know, I know we've all talked about it, but I think every human being continues to mature. He's a young man who's continuing to mature and get more and more comfortable in his own skin. I think the confidence that comes with becoming an all-star certainly plays a part in that. I think he's carrying himself extremely well. He's a professional. I think that it's something he's going to be able to build upon and keep moving forward, and hopefully it's you know, a part of who he's going to become, you know, perpetually moving forward.
Opening up the out of the break with the sweep, you just put this behind you and move forward.
It's like everything we do. I mean, that's just the way baseball is. It's like life. I think you have ups and downs. Yeah, we got taken here for three games. It wasn't for lack of effort. I think as we continue to play, and you know, to say that it's never going to happen again would be a lie. Obviously, we want to play good baseball and give ourselves opportunities to win ball games, but certainly at least avoid sweeps. Tip your hat to them. They did what they needed to do to come out of here with three victories. We have to just continue to improve and make sure that we take advantage of the opportunities that we get, both at the plate and in the field, and do what we can to win ball games. It's a good question, but I haven't sensed that the guys are down. I think their friend, their teammate, who threw very well tonight, you know, obviously in Baltimore, they're pulling for. It's not, you know, they know that the game of baseball has elements that not everybody likes. You would like everybody to be on the same team as long as possible, but, you know, change occurs, and they're pulling for them. As far as how they feel in that clubhouse, I have felt in observing them that has nothing to do with how we played or didn't play over the last 3 days. That was of no consequence. I think they've been able to separate that action, and this is simply us having to play better baseball.
Up next, the White Sox begin a series at home against the Dodgers on Tuesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.